গোপী জনবল্লভ গিরিব গাধি গোপী জনবল্লভ গিরিব রাধাধি যশোর নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যশোর নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা চিরাবন চাধি যমুনা চিরাবন চাধি রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 রাম রাম হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Jai Prabhu Para, Prabhu Para, Prabhu Para, Prabhu Para.
Hai go!
Jai Gauranatharaj, Jai Gauranatharaj, Gauranatharaj, Jai Gauranatharaj. Nijai Goranga, Nijai Goranga, Nijai Goranga, Nijai Goranga. Oh, Jai Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada. Hare Krishna. How did you like Ananda Chaitanya's harmonium played this morning? We have played the last time, I think 5 years back, the Damodar Rastakam in Vrindavan. I remember. And you were almost perfect on the Damodar Rastakam. Only one half tone you did not get, but today you were completely perfect. Hare Krishna. Fine. My dear devotees, I want to now do our discovery class. What I will talk today is something which I would like to send you later in the email. It is a small japa guide. No, it's a. It will. It has in a very comprehensive form a summary of the class which you will hear today. And if you wish to obtain this, I suggest that you give your sacred email address to Mandi Tangi. Best is maybe, well, you may have the email of many of, because of the registration of most. So those, is it all right, or should they give it again to you? You have them all in one place, or is it easier for you to, if they give it again? Not necessary. Yeah, and you will announce it. See, this also will have a little summary of what, of some of the points you have heard. I had a little difficulty in this retreat, not a big one. I actually have now organized the teachings on the holy name, which I have understood and which I can talk about in three levels. There's a beginning level for just those who want to start the serious japa revolution that is based on Harinam Chintamani. Then there is a medium for level for those who are already practice in chanting and they want to go to level 2. And then I have level 3. And some of what you have heard is from level 3. For instance, yesterday when we talked about the two types of faith, do you remember the two types of faith? Please tell me. Forced and natural, no? When we talked about this, this is from level 3. It perhaps if you heard it, you were challenged a little bit, no? Because you could understand, my God, I'm really at the beginning here. So that is a little more advanced, and then there are subjects which I'm hesitating to even speak. It's about Nam Smaranam. That's a word which you hear very often in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is combining meditation or a remembrance of Krishna with the holy name. It's something we do, which Haridas Thakur did, and it is quite advanced because it enters areas of Lila Smaranam and Gunas Smaranam, etc. And I'm very hesitant to teach that in our movement because we have locked this subject matter for a long time. Only now, recently, devotees like Shivaram Maharaj are bringing it to the forefront because this is really our Gaudiya teachings. We can't ignore parts of our tradition, and we have to enter them carefully according to Srila Prabhupada's guideline, but we can't lock away a whole compartment of our life. So I don't feel very comfortable to teach that just to those who I don't know, where I don't know how far they are, if they are at all interested in it, because that would be very bad as an educator to teach something which is not interesting or not on the level of the audience. So I had to navigate a little bit to take subjects which I felt comfortable to talk about, and today I will continue like this, but there will be a lot of information today, and it will not be so easy for you to remember. Some of you who are experienced in taking notes and who are like Ramahari, who are a little intellectual, for them it, they will relish it, but some of you will look at me and it will be too much for the you. So I will try to talk to all of you. You can get this from Manditangi if you want. It's very, very practical and very authorized. And it took 50 years for me to write these 6 pages, you know, because yeah, if you want to, it needs deep and engagement with the subject. Good. So we will have a verse for you from the 11th canto of the Bhagavata. It's a beautiful verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yes. Sorry. This was the class on Smaranama. Getting bewildered. So this is another one. Oh, I can't really see from here so very well. Can you give me on your mobile telephone? Thank you. This is a very beautiful verse. You will like this verse also. You will like all the verses. Parasparanukatanam
Parasparanukatanam
Bhavanam Bhagavat Yasha
Bhavanam Bhagavat Yasha
Mitoratir Mitastushtir
Mitoratir Mitastushtir
Nivritir Mita Atmana
Nivritir Mita Atmana
Parasparanukatanam
Parasparanukatanam
Bhavanam Bhagavat Yasha
Bhavanam Bhagavat Yasha
Mitoratir Mitastushtir
Mitoratir Mitastushtir
Nivrittir Mita Atmana
Nivrittir Mita Atmana.
Yes, maybe I can request Chandamouli Maharaj to chant for
Parasparanukatanam
Parasparanukatanam
Padanam Bhagavadyasa
Nituratir Mitas Tushtir
Nituratir Mitas Tushtir
Nivritir Miti Atmanaha
Nivritir Mita Atmanaha. Yes, one should learn. What should one learn? One should learn. Oh, it's about learning. One should learn how to associate with the devotees of the Lord by gathering with them to chant the glories of the Lord. This process is most purifying. As devotees thus develop their loving friendship, they feel mutual happiness and satisfaction. And by thus encouraging one another, they are able to give up material sense gratification, which is the cause of all suffering. It's a beautiful verse, no? Which says we should learn to associate with the Lord, to associate with the devotees of the Lord by talking about apps and interesting series and so. Oh no, sorry. One should learn how to associate with the devotees of the Lord by gathering with them and then chanting the glories of the Lord. Oh, this means we should learn to do Sankirtan together, no? Sankirtan means the glorification done by many of Krishna. And Bhagavatam says it's Krishna who's instructing. This process is most purifying. Is it Krishna? I'm not sure that Krishna is speaking. No, it's not Krishna speaking. This process is most purifying. As devotees thus develop their loving friendship, they feel mutual happiness and satisfaction. I think, as I have asked some of you, I believe they told me the truth. I asked them, how do you feel the atmosphere here? And they said, yeah, it's nice. There's such a feeling also of camaraderie, of you know, we are happy to be with each other, to be in our association. I heard two devotees decided to stay longer than they originally intended because they feel this is a loving atmosphere. Yeah, because we do kirtan, we chant and we talk about Krishna. And then what the devotees do, listen to this, they also preach to each other. They by thus encouraging one another, they are able to give up material sense gratification, which is the cause of all suffering. They say, one devotee will say to another, oh, you have given up sense gratification? Starting from today, I shall also give it up. In this way, devotees are encouraging each other. So I have a purport of this text by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And if you allow me, I will read to you Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. He says, the disciple, that's us, we are all disciples, should learn to develop attraction for the glories of the Lord through discussions with other devotees. No? This is, yesterday we tried to learn to become attracted to the glories of Krishna by talking about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. No? So in this way, the disciple will experience happiness from their association, and mutually, that means together, they will become detached from material enjoyment. Taking shelter of purifying discussions where there is glorification of the Lord, one will have mutual enjoyment without rivalry, mitu ratir. See, in the word people enjoy, but they are always making rivalry. Oh, I have more sense gratification. I have more money. I have traveled to far distant countries, and I have eaten preparations which you don't even have heard about. And this is posted on my social media, but here in the purifying association of devotees who discuss and glorify Krishna, there is also enjoyment, but without rivalry. No one thinks he is the better chanter or the better dancer or knows more. No, there is no rivalry, if it's ideal, no? One will have happiness arising from association with other devotees. Mutually, that means together, one will become detached from material enjoyment, from one's wife and other things unfavorable for devotional development. Now, Vishwanatha Chakravarti doesn't say if we are Grihastha, we should become detached from our devotional wife. That's not the idea. The idea is to become detached from things that are harming my devotional development. This means if you are becoming detached, Prabhu, I will also become detached from today. The disciple should learn all of this. This Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who brings this text to us because he addresses us not just as devotees, he addresses us as disciples. So what is a disciple? Disciple is someone who has a name from a person. No, you got it wrong. A disciple is someone who learns from a person as a student, no, how to move forward. It's not so much about name. Name is on the third place, you know, and so on. It's about learning so many things. One should learn all this. Is the idea. I always think as disciples, we stop really being disciples at the moment where we stop learning from our spiritual master. At that moment, we have a wrong understanding of what the relationship is. So, good. This is here. So, one should learn all this, says Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, how to glorify Krishna and also in another sense how to chant the holy names. And I thought this for this session we will just enter the classroom of learners. Is that all right with you? We'll just be like students. Okay, tell me, I don't know how to do all this, but I'd like to know. In spiritual education, there is always a fundament which is called the subjects which come in the sambandha category. Sambandha are the things which put you in the right orientation. For instance, in sambandha category is, I am not the body, I'm actually a soul. Wow, a part of God. This is a training. We are trained in this. We are trained in who is Krishna. You know, is he personal or is he impersonal? Does he have qualities at all? What does he think about the devotees in this world? How can we make a relationship, although we are in Slovenia and he is in Goloka Vrindavan? You know, these things are sambandha gyan. They are initial teachings which need to be given. Now, if we have to, if we want to have something like a sambandha of the holy name, you need three things if you want to become a disciple of the holy name. These are three favorable building blocks for your spiritual life in relationship to the holy name. The first is philosophy.
It's very important for someone who wants to chant, thank you, the holy name, that he becomes a student of the Bhagavatam. Because then he knows who is Krishna. If he sings Krishna, Krishna, but he doesn't know. When you asked him, who is Krishna? And the devotee says, well, God, no? Yes, yes, but tell us, how does he look? What does he like? How does this is Mataji's are interested in this. How does he dress? You know, in different situations, you know. You have to, if you have decided Krishna is personal, if you believe that, you have to get to be, and you have to know the person Krishna and his things. So that, for that we read the philosophy, especially the Bhagavatam. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, there was, you would always see devotees doing either chanting or they would discuss about the Bhagavatam. Mm. No? They would, we hear in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela that he himself went to one devotee who explained the Bhagavatam in Puri. Who is that one devotee? The teacher of the Bhagavatam, where God learned the Bhagavatam. Gadadhar. You can add, if you wish, the name Pandit. He's a scholar. Gadadhar Pandit. So he's known like this. Then the next building block. So this is Shastra. You need the Shastra, the spiritual scriptures. The next thing which you need to become a lover of the holy name. Can you imagine? It also starts with S. Seva, yes, that is also important. Sadacha, proper behavior, yes. Wonderful. Sadhana, yes. Sadhu Sangha. I was thinking of Sangha also here. Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. To associate with devotees who have faith in the holy name and who have taste for japa is very important. You should hear from such devotees either personally, you know, by discussing with them, asking them questions, or through their books, their publications, their on their recorded lecture. Sadhu Sangha. According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything in bhakti starts from Sadhu Sangha and is maintained by Sadhu Sangha. Yeah? Beginning, middle, and end, there is Sadhu Sangha in your spiritual life. So you need to see, how is my Sadhu Sangha? Sadhu Sangha doesn't mean to sit in one dark corner and talk about the problems of ISKCON and not come to a conclusion how to go forward in your spiritual life. That is not Sadhu Sangha. That is something else, you know. Yes, we should discuss the problems which are in our Sangha and we should eradicate them. That is very important. But we should find conclusions that bring us to an increased state of the bhakti sadhana. No? Then something else which is very important has been mentioned by you. Seva, sadhana, sadacha. I'm very happy with these things. They need there. But I wanted to bring something else to your attention. If you wish to get the mercy of the holy name, there is one secret. Give it away. Give the holy name to others. Share it with others. Join the Sankirtan party which goes out from the Ljubljana temple or the Zagreb temple or the Dubrovnik temple and sing on the street, dance. Once Prabhupada said, preaching is very simple. You just have to show people how happy you are with Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? People always want to join people who are happy. When people don't want to join people who are quarreling amongst themselves and who are unhappy, it's highly unattractive. I also don't want to be with such people. It's normal. I want to be with happy people who are spiritually enlivened. Otherwise, I will also become miserable. So share Krishna consciousness with others, and you will see, as you share, my dear devotees, you will become enlivened. You will actually hear yourself saying things which you didn't know before. Has anyone ever of you seen this mystery that all of a sudden you seem to say things which are really good? And you think, well, is it coming from my lips? I'm not so learned, but yes, it somehow Krishna inspires the preachers. It is said, no one in of his servants he in this world he thinks the preachers are the most beloved of his servants. He says like this. So this is what I wanted to say. These are three favorable building blocks for your spiritual, for the holy name. They support you to read regularly, to have sadhu sangha. You can invite them in the home. I just received a picture on the mobile telephone from the devotees in Split. There's one grihastha who has gone in a new apartment, and he has invited devotees for a regular class on Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so many devotees feel inclined and happy to come there. I've just received the photo of the on the mobile telephone of that. Yes, so Sadhu Sangha Association, you can find this, and you can share Krishna consciousness with others, and you will see this is extremely favorable. It helps you. It's like good humus. Humus, do you know what that is? Good earth. Madhumanoha is a gardener. A soil. What is it in local language?
Humus.
Yeah.
Humus.
Humutsky?
No.
Humus. Yeah. Humus. Yes. Yes. Humus. Good. This is like humus for your bhakti plant. No. The shastra, sadhu sangha, and then sadhana and seva, and so on, and then sharing with others. It's very nice. But my dear devotees, there are also obstacles which will, you may chant and chant. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says you can chant for thousands of lifetimes. If you don't remove these obstacles from your path, you will not attain any bhavana, any devotional feelings, you know. And what to speak of love of Godhead? It just won't come. It's like trying to light a fire and make it big and pouring water on it. What are these obstacles which, when we hear them, we become afraid? Aparadas and anadas, yes. These are nam aparadas. So I have given you a very positive list of avoiding the 10 offenses by developing the 10 defenses. Those of you who were in, who have seen the famous boxing fight between Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. I hope I get it right. In the beginning, for 10 minutes, Muhammad Ali just defended himself, and no blow could come from him until Joe Frazier was so exhausted. And then he just meant, ping, and he won the world championship, Muhammad Ali. You know, so if you learn the 10 defenses, you will. This is a fresh approach to avoiding the 10 offenses. And I always like to be on the positive side of life. If I think of this, I should avoid this. I should avoid this. I like rather more to know. This is what I should do. Life is not negation. No, life is a positive affair. I have given you these 10 defenses, which will really help you to take care of the garden of your heart, so that there is no weeds, and your bhakti can grow very much. Do you know that really, according to strict philosophy, there's only one offense? And all the other 10 offenses, the other come from it. This is very interesting. Listen to it. That one offense is to remain attached to material life and to I and mine. A devotee who always thinks, who never thinks, I'm the servant of Krishna. I belong to Krishna, and who remains attached to his false role, his false identity. You know, I'm the body. I'm a Swiss. I'm the what else? Slovenian. I'm a Indian. I'm an American. I'm a Russian, and keeps this little world. He will be totally inattentive to chanting the holy name. He will also try to commit sins on the strength of chanting, because he basically thinks he's the enjoyer. And the most grossest mistake which he will do, the most grossest of offense, is the last thing, where you can see he will make offenses against devotees. He will just talk bad about them, make bad propaganda, put bad things in the internet, because he has not given up the anchor to material life, this devotee, which is to remain attached to false identity, false ideas about himself. So, okay, I won't talk about the 10 defenses here, which will help you to avoid the 10 offenses. I leave this as a cliffhanger for you. For now, we just should know there are favorable things which can help us develop chanting of the holy name. What were they? Shastra, Sadhu Sangha, sharing. Also, others have said sadhana, seva. What will you do with this information, if I may ask? Share it with others. Could it be that this information is for you? Could there be maybe some benefit of practicing these things? Perhaps, you know, starting to read the Bhagavatam. Oh my God, this is revolutionary. But Maharaj, we do this in the class. We talk about these things in the class. Then when we are out of the class, we do something else. No, out of the class, that's when these subject matters come alive, because you are giving them your attention. No? So when you think about these things, it would be good to take them personally. Therefore, I'm giving you these things on a piece of paper, then it's easy. Now, I wanted to give you 7 practices that support good japa. These are things which you can do during your japa. When you sit down and you go, what do you do in the beginning? No, you have forgotten. Well, what did we learn? Lucy? Intention, sankalpa. You say, this is my time with Krishna now. I'm now serious. I might even switch off my mobile distraction monster. Mobile telephone, I wanted to say. No? You can close the door. You really now make it a time with Krishna. Intention. Mm-hmm. So, the first thing is, it's good if you set aside a fixed time of the day where you chant. The best is during the early morning hours when the mind is fresh. Now, I do know, practically speaking, it is difficult for most of us because our day starts early. You have children, perhaps, which you have to make ready for the school and other such things. No? So Prabhupada had a very interesting way how he finished 16 rounds. He did 4 before breakfast, 4 before lunch, 4 before dinner, and 4 before he went to bed. That was when he was in his Grihastha days. But it's good if you set aside time. What I do, I must admit to you, I have sometimes very, very late hours of service. Very late. You wouldn't believe how late. I won't say to you. It's shocking. You would fall to the ground. Sometimes, you know, because when you are out preaching, the people have time in the evening. They work during the day. And I have seen something which works for me. I generally do not eat before I have not finished my rounds. And that has helped me very much because I want to eat. So I have to finish my rounds. So that has helped me to... But in the beginning it was a little, difficult, but now it's not difficult, and I keep the Ketu time. Ketu means when you fast for longer time, your body can digest everything. You know, it's healthy also to not eat so much and have a good interval between the meals. So, period of the day, somehow set a fixed time. If you always do this day you do like that, that day you do like this, it somehow is not good for your concentration. The body is a regulated animal. When you do something regulated, the body likes it. When you go at a certain time to bed, the body will be grateful. If you eat fixed times a day, the body will be grateful and healthy. If you chant your mind at a regular time, the mind will be with you at that time. It will not be so difficult to control it. Then this is period of the day. Ideally is early. If you can't manage, then try to see something where you regulate your chanting so that it's really there every day, 16 rounds. The next thing is place. It's good if you create a devotional space where you can chant peacefully. No? For instance, you can chant before deities if you have, or like I have a picture altar. I always set up wherever I am my pictures, certain pictures which are very stimulating for my Krishna consciousness. Tulsi plant, holy rivers like Ganga or Yamuna. Find a place which helps you to do your chanting. It's very, very important. This external arrangement, very important. If you chant before your computer, when the computer is on or where the computer area is, your wiring of the brain, you are
a physical being to some degree, or you have a physical being. Your wiring is, okay, here is computer life. It will send the signal. If you chant on your bed, the signal will come, here is resting, and you fall to sleep. Find a devotional space where you get the signal, wow, here is my time with Krishna. Place. Posture. Make sure to keep an attentive body posture, which is best maintained while sitting up, and so on. No? Valadev Vidyabhushana says, prayer and japa should be done while sitting. Now, if you are tired and so on, you can also walk. But the signal which you will get while you're walking is signals you get by walking. Or you have to avoid obstacles. You know, that's something your sensory apparatus will be focused on avoiding obstacles and so on. Sitting is when the machine calms down and then you're free with the maximum attention for chanting. Pronunciation. Pronounce each syllable clearly. Not too slow, not too fast. It is approximately 6 to 7 minutes per ounce. No. Can we just do this, please? Can you try to pronounce for a moment? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Nice, I know you know the mantra, but the thing is now pronunciation. No, make an effort to use the lip, upper lip, the lower lip, and the tongue for pronunciation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Wonderful, thank you very much. Now we will go a step deeper. Why do we say you need to pronounce it, the mantra? Because Prabhupada has recommended you should listen to yourself chanting. You will now make a kind of shocking experience. I request you for a moment to just take your hand like I'm doing. To the ear, I'm showing you. Here's the top of the ear. In Dracula's case, it's pointed. In your case, it's round because you're Asura, divine being. So you pull this down, the top part, and you put it a little bit like this. And chant, please, now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Thank you very much. Excellent. Can you now please try to really hear the sound vibration? I was shocked when I do it because I sound so foolish when I do like this, but I sound so glorious when I don't do it like this. But this is how I actually sound, you know. So please do it. Listen to yourself chanting. Don't be shocked how you sound. It's amazing when you don't hear it, when you hear it like this. Because see, when we talk, our bones and everything reverberates, so we get one type of sound, how it sounds in our head. But all the other people with whom you speak don't hear it like you hear it. You hear it in a very, very unique person. There's only one person on the planet who hears you like you hear yourself. That's you. Everyone else hears it in a different way, and you get to hear it a little how you sound if you do like this. For some experience, you know, and
by the way, most of you sound wonderful. I have not heard people here sound so wonderfully. So just listen to yourself for a moment. Don't become shocked by yourself. But after all, be a friend to yourself. No, just listen to yourself. Let us chant now a little bit softly so that we don't hear everyone else. Like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Thank you. Sometimes when you have a lack of energy in chanting and you are not so somehow so inspired, this little thing helps you. You in Miami, they had a high-rise apartment building and many people bought flats in this apartment building, but then they all wanted to sell the flats. And when the constructors found out why, they were amazed. The lifts were very slow, so it took a longer time. It didn't go zoop like this, but it went zoop. So it was too slow for the Americans. So they wanted to sell their apartments, but then the constructor had a very good idea. They put huge mirrors in the lifts, and the people were going with these same mirrors with the same lifts, but now with mirrors, and they said, "Weren't we already up in our apartment? We just started to go up, you know." So people like very much themselves, you know. That's the idea. And if you hear yourself, you might get a good kick, you know, to chant and so on. You might, how interesting you might feel. Anyways, I cannot stop being ironical because when you grow older, you see in yourself all these things which we human beings do wrong, you know. The next thing is, I wrote this all I wrote penetration here. What I mean here is that you can catch the sound vibration of the holy name with the ears and then let the sound go deeper. Where should the sound go? Any idea? The heart. Wow, you know everything already. Yes, because then it can cleanse the consciousness and can give you revelations. If you just hear it mechanically, it doesn't reach deep enough to cleanse the consciousness, and so on. The next is pointed attention. We have talked about it. And the last is Gaur Krishna, a prayerful chanting. When we did the Govardhan retreat last year, Burijan Prabhu had presented this little statement of Srila Prabhupada, which is really nice. I think we will leave it for you on the thing and you can make a photograph of it, like Ananda Chaitanya just did. It is a real encouraging statement where Prabhupada teaches us how to chant in a more devotional way. I can't really see it from here. Who has a loud voice? I think Sudam Prabhu, you're good. Subal, I heard you yesterday. You were very present with your sound. Can you put this in the
service and just please read slowly, that everyone understands.
Therefore, this one practice, chanting Hare Krishna and hearing, that is very nice. And praying to Krishna, please give me strength. Hare, O energy of Krishna, O Krishna, I am fallen. I have no strength. Please accept me. That's all. I have no qualification. I am frail. I am trying, but I am failing. All these appeals should be made.
Yeah. Very devotional, no? It's very nice. I'm trying, Krishna. I'm trying, but I'm failing. Failing means I don't make it, you know. I'm trying, but I'm failing. Please give me strength. So this type, sometimes when you chant and you get dry, you can say these things. So we will leave this on for you, and you can make a photograph of it. It's a beautiful statement, isn't it? It speaks to our heart, because it is just so realistic. It's so real. Yes, we can find ourselves. This prayerful chanting will help you to involve your heart. And once the heart is there in the chanting, then everything is very, very nice. But there is a... I want to end this class with saying there is one single practice that will help us very much in our absorption in the holy name. It is so nice that in your Ljubljana temple you have just such a wonderful devotee who is your leader, and he has put this a lot of emphasis on it. You can learn kirtan by doing kirtan, by just sitting in the kirtan. And I do really like to repeat in this August assembly one statement of the late Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, who, did you notice that he went always fully into kirtan and he gave his 100%? Did you notice? He was really present when he did kirtan. And he has written a book, or the book has been written, where his statements and his secrets are explained. It's called Kirtaniya Sadahari. You might like to read it. It's very nice. And there he says about entering the kirtan, I am in the kirtan. That means I have booked my seat as in the train. Now I just have to get into the rhythm of the kirtan, and then it will bring me back home, back to Godhead. It touches our heart when we hear this from someone who has left his body, and from all what we know and from all what we can say, his departure was extremely blessed and glorious. So to hear from someone who has left and has is back to Godhead, so to say, it makes you think deeply. I have booked my... I'm in the kirtan. That means I have booked my seat. Now I just have to get in the rhythm, and then the holy name will carry me back home, back to Godhead. If you can just, when there is kirtan, just try to sing along, and when the mind, let us call him the monkey mind, you know, with respect, but with careful analysis, we call him the monkey mind. When the monkey mind starts to grab a banana or run after a banana, bring you out, is a monkey mind, you can go alone. I'm not following you. I'm here in the kirtan. I will just get into it now. That's what I will do.
I don't want to jump out of the train while it is driving around, you know, driving back home, back to Godhead. So that is very, very, very nice. But very simple. But it will help you to know what will support your kirtan. I think you remember by now the shastras, the sadhus, the sadhana, and the spiritual practice. And perhaps you can just say the three S. Then I don't know if your mind works like this. My mind doesn't work like this. It will forget the numbers three, you know. but some have good memory of numbers, so the three S. Shastras, sadhu sangha, and sadhana. This sharing can be seen as part of sadhana, of spiritual practice. No, you share. And then there are 10 blockers which block everything, you remember? 10 offenses, no? And then we wanted to hear a little bit of what helps us during the practice, that I call them the 7 P's, but not like, I mean P, like the letter P, no? It is a period of the day, place, posture, pronunciation, penetration, it should go deep, and what? Prayerful, yes, so we got them all together. But again, please, I think the greatest mistake of our movement is we hear so much philosophy, so we somehow have to put it into files, and the files is our file goes 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock philosophy, and the rest of the day that's something else. We have to take the wisdom from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock into our life and analyze how we can work with these principles. Good. I'm done for today, for this morning, the discovery class. Tomorrow I will give you a total different class. It will be how to make best use of the instructions on the holy name, how to take it with you home. I thank you very much. Let us see if you have a few questions. We have only 10 minutes, so I will be really fast. Yes, Deshwari.
Gurumaraj, thank you so much for the class. How can we get?
How can we get
the 10 defenses list?
How can we get the 10 defenses list? You, very simple. You go to Mandi Tangi. She's 50 centimeters away from you, and give her your good email, and then she will send it to you. That's very handy, 50 centimeters, yes. Yes. Lila Purushottam.
I heard we should keep a positive state of mind. And here Prabhupada is saying, I'm fallen, I have no strength, I have no qualification, I'm afraid, I'm failing. So how to manage this?
This is a very nice question. We should have a positive set of mindset. This idea comes from psychology, and there's a whole strand in it, positive thinking, who can tell you how positive thoughts create a positive body, because strong thoughts have good chemical outgoing. Negative thoughts will have negative, will have how to say, weak hormones, and you will become physically and mentally ill. So that's the foundation of this type of thinking. I would like to go more from a spiritual point of view, why we should
not be negative in our mind. See, you have to make the mind your friend. Oh, brother mind, the great acharyas talk, you know. Then, if you go against the mind and always beat him and always go into feelings of guilt and I'm not good enough on all this, the mind will become depressive. We talked about this yesterday. One father came to me and said he has teenage girls and they don't want to come to a particular devotional gathering. I will not say it. I don't want you to see who is it. You know, that's not of interest here. We look at something else. So he said, what should I do? And I said, if you now force your teenage children, you will see they will turn against you and will turn against Krishna consciousness. If they don't want to come, just go and come back and with some prasadam from the event and a big smile and said, wow, that was something, you know, so on. But if you force them, they will become your enemies. So this is how, if you take too much pressure on the mind throughout the whole day, there are two times where it's recommended to do. In the morning, when you want to chant and the mind doesn't want to chant, you just have to take a broomstick, you know, no, we are now, come, sit down here, bang, and in the evening. But the rest of the day, if you just constantly beat yourself up, the mind will not be your friend at all. You will be a depressive person ready for psychological counseling so on. So that's the idea, how to make the mind the friend. But at times, you know, in this world, we live in a dualistic world. There is not only one thing, there's always the other thing. So you also will have to go into this type of mindset. If you don't go into this mindset, you will perhaps not develop devotion. No? But it's not all day from morning till evening. Yes, Chandamouli Maharaj.
In that prayer, we're asking for strength, we're asking please accept me. So it's very positive. Mm-hmm. We're going to where we know, but what we need to know is we're asking Krishna, we're praying to Krishna, give me that strength. I know you can help me overcome these weaknesses. Mm-hmm. I think this is very positive.
Very positive.
We know, by Krishna's mercy, we pray sincerely, we will be successful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for this.
I think it's very positive.
Yeah. You also will, I very much, what our Chandamouli Maharaj has said is very true. There are many, many verses in songs in our tradition where, you know, read this song, Amara Jivan Sada Pabira. I could already start crying just from the first line. You know, oh, I'm a rascal, I'm a sin for this, I'm doing this wrong, and so on. There are a lot of this, but the conclusion is usually Krishna, please, without you, I'm nothing. But you are the friend of the fallen. Please take care of me. That's always the idea in these things. I think you need to just not pick only one certain verse or one certain line. You need to look, as our Maharaj has nicely pointed out, to the other things as well. I mean, bhakti is so positive, Prabhus. Bhakti is for the most fallen. We have a chance, in other words. Okay, so I think I now know why you laugh. Bhakti is a positive, it's for the most fallen. No, but I understand it when I say it. I have a chance. Other paths, most fallen, they will stay where they are, in the mud hole. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, there is one more question. I've seen Ananda Vrindavan. Is this correct? Yes. I don't see so well in the... But I used my intuition. Yes, Ananda Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.
One question, I'm just curious about at one point that you mentioned. Actually, we heard it many times that Srila Prabhupada, during his Grihastha days, he divided his rounds into four. But isn't it that all Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati disciples chanted 64 rounds on a regular basis? So that's kind of confusing.
He had an exception. He wanted everyone who stayed in the mat, in the temple, to chant 64 rounds. He wanted that very much. I heard it was not easy to institute that. But for the preachers, the number was given 16. Because they go out and travel. So I suppose from that those who were outside and had activities which required them to go into the world, like Grihasthas have also, they have a regular job and so on, that they were chanting 16 rounds. But I only know about, what I know for sure is 16 was for the preachers, and for those who stayed in the mud, 64. So when Prabhupada chanted 16, it must have been that's the number which Grihasthas did. Mm-hmm. The Gaudiya Math later has interesting ideas. Now, you know that we all know japa is not so easy. It's a very disciplined thing. Kirtan is much easier. Much easier. And if you think about it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as the Nama Avatar who did Kirtan. We don't hear so much about japa, although there are three places in Rupa Goswami's writings where it is said how he chanted japa and how he counted his rounds and so on. That was also there, but what we hear mainly is him dancing, chanting and inviting everyone. Japa is a process that has to do with meditation. Technically there in that category of sadhana, it's go inside and so on. And it's not so easy for outward facing people. That is there. So the Gaudiya Math now requires only 4 rounds for the first initiation, because they know there is no chance that people, a big amount of people would chant 16. This is something which is there, but we haven't heard Prabhupada reducing under 16, so therefore we don't do it. We know we have to follow Prabhupada because he is our connection with Krishna. That reminds me, I know a few really nice devotees who say, we want to be initiated, but we can't. We cannot promise 16 rounds. It's just not possible the way we live at the moment. And when you study how they live, and how they have to live, it is. I think this question will have to be addressed in the future when our movement is a little stronger. You know, now we have to take a little care of that we clean our house a little, but I think we won't be able to avoid this question in 10 years or 20 years to come. Mm-hmm. Good. So we have now our time, and today we need to be really on time. Why this is so, Mandy Tangi will tell us. Please let us listen to her.